What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Oh my, this morning show. Whew. So usually we go a bit into the Christian world on Sirius XM, and then we go deeper here on Politics by Faith. But the topic lended itself, but also the callers and just all of it took us into a very deep place. And I love it. It's great. But it got heavy. The last caller was a gentleman who said, how could there be a God when he grew up in an orphanage or a foster home where the people who ran it forced them to recite 3 Bible verses or else they couldn't eat, and would beat and abuse them physically, and how he is haunted by the sound of children praying at night to get out of this horrible place, and their prayers weren't answered. How could a God allow this suffering to happen? Then he told the story of a woman where a tornado went through her neighborhood, and the tornado destroyed everyone's houses, but it spared hers. And she was on the news and she was thanking God that it spared her house. And the guy's like, well, what about everyone else's house? And then we had 20 seconds left in the show. I was like, oh, I wish I could. But listen, those are the biggest questions. The biggest questions. How could a good God allow suffering in our world? I said something in 20 seconds, but wasn't nearly enough to answer the biggest question possible. How would you answer that to this gentleman who lived this, by the way? Who lived that life? This isn't hypothetical to him. How would you talk to him? Not win an argument. How would you talk to him? Talk with him about his experience and therefore his view of God. How would you begin to have that conversation? My email is slaterradio@gmail.com. It's my personal email, slaterradio@gmail.com. The reason we went down this road is because yesterday was Transgender Day of Visibility. It was also Easter, but more importantly, Transgender Day of Visibility. Now, March 31st is always Transgender Day of Visibility. It's Easter that fell early this year, and it put the White House in quite a pickle. But they chose to go hard on Transgender Day of Visibility. So we talked about this for 2 hours on the radio today. And I don't want to just give a summary here, but we have lots to talk about. Let me make two quick points. First of all, let me read the proclamation just so we're on the same page. This is what the Biden's team put up. Transgender Americans are part of the fabric of our nation. They deserve and are entitled to the same rights and freedoms as every other American, including the most fundamental freedom to be their true selves. But extremists, that's you, are proposing hundreds of hateful laws, hateful, that target and terrify transgender kids and their families, silencing teachers, banning books, even threatening parents, doctors, and nurses with prison for helping parents get care for their children. These bills attack our most basic American values, the freedom to be yourself, the freedom to make your own healthcare decisions, and even the right to raise your own child. By the way, that's laughable, that one right there. There are states where if you believe your son is a son, it's a boy, and the school says, and your son says that he's a girl, they will take your child from you. So you do not have the right to raise your child as your own if you think your boy is actually a boy.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
It is no surprise that the bullying and discrimination that transgender Americans face is worsening our nation's mental health crisis, leading half of transgender youth to consider suicide in the past year. It's amazing to me that the left refuses to consider the reality that maybe why half of transgender kids are considering suicide is because they're in such a dark place and need to hear the truth. But we as a society today refuse to give it to them. Last part, at the same time, an epidemic of violence against transgender women and girls, especially women and girls of color, add a little extra intersectionality there, continues to take too many lives. Let me be clear. All these attacks are un-American and must end. No one should have to be brave just to be themselves. Okay. That's beautifully framed, by the way. So if you're against all this transgender stuff, then you're against freedom, you're against acceptance, you're against tolerance, you're against love, and you want kids to kill themselves. So, 2 points. First of all, let's talk about transgenderism. There's this guy, Paulo Freire. He wrote a book called Pedagogy of the Oppressed. He is the third most cited academic author of all time. So he's incredibly influential, and his specialty is education, how we teach people. So he's Marxist, a Brazilian Marxist. I say that as a Brazilian Marxist. And the most influential person in how we educate our kids today. So let me quote this section in his book. He says elites, this is a quote, must really experience their own Easter. Wow. Why is he saying people need to accept their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, a man, Lord, a God who died, buried, and was resurrected on his own power. Unbelievable. No. That they die as elitists so as to be resurrected on the side of the oppressed. That they be born again this Easter, which results in the changing of consciousness, must be existentially experienced. So trans people to the left are the most woke, always. No one can be more woke and holy than the trans, because they best symbolize in the most secular way possible dying to the old self and being born again. So you have the Christian meaning of these things. Right? You die to your old self and you are born again. Right? The death, burial, resurrection, you are baptized. Right? You get it. And then, but in the secular world, the transgenders are the most of that. You are born a male, you die to that self, you take off those filthy rags that were your maleness, and now you are born again as a woman. And your old name is the dead name. That's what they call it, the dead name. And trans people will say they had a second birthday. They were born again. So this all comes from Paulo Freire, who took this secularizing of Christian things. And that's why trans people are the purest form of progress for progressives. You have the most obviously basic thing of all time, male and female. It's a foundational aspect of life. And progressives found a way to progress past that, which is impressive. But it's the trans people who have the highest knowledge, because they, more than anyone else, understand what they were truly meant to be. And they died to their old selves and are born again. They had their own Easter. This is why the left lifts up trans people more than anyone else. So the idea that the left would try to turn Easter into Transgender Day of Visibility makes perfect sense. Second point, this pushing of LGBTQIA plus everything and Transgender Day of Visibility, all this stuff, it's about getting a rise out of you. Saul Alinsky said the real action is the enemy's reaction. You are the enemy here. So the point is not Transgender Day of Visibility. The point of it is to get a rise out of you and then use that against you. You with me? The point of it is to poke the giant so that you overreach and they use that as the excuse to clamp down on you. So we need to be very careful about how we respond to this. Jesus says we need to be as innocent as doves and wise as serpents. He said, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. So be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Now the communists will just focus on the innocent as doves part and they'll be like, oh, you need to love. You just need to love. And it's like, okay, but what about the wise as serpents part? And what are we to do in the midst of wolves? Because there's no doubt that's where we are. So the first thing we need to do is we need to be aware that this is what they're doing. And we have to respond not out of emotion or anger or outrage, but with wisdom. We need to know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. So we have to know what they're doing. And we have to know what we're doing in response. And the second thing is, just speak the truth. It's very simple. I know that sounds very unsatisfying, but it's it. Every martyr I've ever studied, but that's not true. But at least all the ones that come to mind never complained. And they never made a big fuss. They were bold. So a fuss happened. So they were bold. They would say a thing and then that would send reverberations. But they never made a big like fuss about it all. And they never complained about what came. The biggest complaint, I guess, comes from Jesus, Matthew 26:39. He fell with his face to the ground and prayed, my Father, if it's possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will. That's like the biggest complaint. And that's who we need to be as well. We need to speak boldly, speak the truth, and that's it. And we'll just let the rest fall where it may. God's sovereign. John Huss, 15th century, he was burned at the stake. Imagine being burned at the stake. He said, God is my witness that the things charged against me, I never preached. He's like, well, but whatever. In the same truth of the gospel, which I have written, taught, and preached, I am ready to die today. There was no whining, complaining, moping. He's like, yeah, I have proclaimed the truth, the good news, and not afraid to die. I'm ready to die today. Do whatever you got to do. Oh, that's amazing. There's a man, Anthony Norris Groves. In 1830, he was a missionary in Baghdad, could you imagine? And there was a plague that came through. And everyone left. Everyone around him, everyone in his house, everyone in his neighborhood, all the people, everyone left. So he wrote a letter back home and he was writing about all the reasons why we should obviously leave. But he said, there are considerations that outweigh these in our mind. He decided to stay. And there were three reasons. The first was the Lord called us to be here. So that's it. Second, if we go, we could be gone for months and the plague may be over in a week. So that would be a waste of time. Like we're supposed to be here and we can't. The third thing, he says, if we leave, other people may come to us for help and we won't be here because we left. So he's like, we're staying. Here's the key line. The Lord gives great peace and quietness of mind in resting under his most gracious and loving care. And as the great object of our lives is to illustrate his love to us, we believe that in the midst of these awful circumstances, here it is, he will fill our tongues with praise as he does fill our hearts with peace. He will fill our tongues with praise as he fills our hearts with peace. Again, that posture. We are about to encounter a plague, just like John Huss was about to encounter being burned at the stake. And they're like, well, okay. So no matter how hard the persecution gets in our country, and by the way, Transgender Day of Visibility is nothing compared to these men, but be prepared. For when it does get bad, you can have this reaction. And the thing that does inspire me the most whenever there's like doubt is Matthew 10:28. When Jesus says, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. That's the only way you can get that posture is if you don't fear the people who can, make sure they'll kill you, they'll burn you at the stake, but they can't kill your soul. Don't be afraid of that person. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Yes, I will fear that. I will fear him instead. a lot there. I mean, we'll stop there for now. We can go into some more detail of all this as the week proceeds. But hopefully this is helpful and encouraging and strengthening. And if nothing else, I should say, politically, I should say, I heard someone say that Christian Day of Visibility has been announced. Did you know that? So yesterday was Transgender Day of Visibility. There's a Christian Day of Visibility, November 5th. That's the political point. It's every day, ideally, is Christian Day of Visibility. But we should also vote. MikeSlater.locals.com. Transcript and commercial free. If you want to listen to this commercial free, you go to MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.